Welcome back to the Collins Center. Mike Temple, Alex Swan here at radio.dominican.edu covering the third game for Dominican in the PacWest versus GNAC crossover volleyball tournament. Dominican coming out successful in the first two, winning 3-1 and 3-0 in the second game. What were your takeaways from the first two games, Swanee?
I thought they were able to build momentum and they faced adversity really well. Compared to the two opponents that the Penguins played in the previous two games, this is going to be more of a test. Seattle Pacific, they look like they're going to stack up a little bit tougher against the Penguins roster-wise and how they've performed in the tournament as well. It should be a good one.
Yeah, the Falcons coming in at 5-1 with two wins already in this tournament as well. They beat Chaminade 3-1 and they beat Seattle Pacific. I mean, they beat Academy of Art 3-2 in the first one. So we're going to go to the National Anthem and be right back. Back ready for side out here in the nightcap of the PacWest versus GNAC tournament, Dominican versus Seattle Pacific. Dominican now two wins in a row, standing at 2-4 on the season. Seattle Pacific 5-1 after their first two victories of the tournament. Give us some players to watch out for Seattle Pacific.
Well, leading the team in kills is Maddie Cavell, and right behind her is Ellie Britt. Those two really combine on the outside and in the middle to make a nice tandem for Seattle Pacific. But the do-it-all player for him is Sarah Biondi, who had a triple-double in the first game of this tournament against Academy of Art. And just giving you some quick numbers, 41 assists, 18 digs, and 12 kills. Anytime you have a do-it-all player like that, you got to be aware, especially if you're the Penguins, where she's at on the court.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That is Biondi with the triple-double, first of the tournament, and that came in the first game against Academy of Art in the 5-set thriller, which they pulled out 3-2. Now switching over to the home team, Dominican, they've looked good in their first two games. In the earlier game today, they won in straight sets 3-0 against a very capable team, pulled out the win. They started out quick and ended and were able to finish. I like what I've seen from the young group. We've got Paulson, Steinwand, Pilkerton, Reigns, everyone really contributing to their early two wins.
And that's what you need. Jumping out quickly is great for this young team. Anytime you build momentum, you can really help yourself along when it comes to certain sets down in the wire. I thought Paulson and Steinwand, through both games, have really continued to play well. Paulson led the team last game against the Clan with 11 kills. Steinwand had 8. And you know, the big thing coming out of that game, though, was the libero Lee went down with a sprained ankle. And so she's not going to go tonight. And any time you miss your libero, key player will be out. Reggio Curley is going to take her spot. That's some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is the first game on the main court here. We're going full court action here. And we've been doing the double court action, so we've got a little bit more space here at Media Row. Also, the players feel like they got a little bit more space. Starting for Dominican will be Amy Steinwand, the freshman who's looked good as the opposite hitter. Also starting will be Megan Callen in the middle blocker. Samantha Reigns will get the start. Hannah Smith has done a great job setting up all the attacks that Dominican's gotten in the first two games. Susanna Pilkerton is going to get the call alongside Madeline Paulson, which seems to get good attack opportunities. Here we are, ready for side out. Seattle Pacific will be sending out Maddie Hamas, Sarah Biondi, the do-it-all triple-double player that got in the first game of the tournament, Maddie Cavell, Louisa McInnes, Brianna Wiekamp, and that is Brianna Leenders. That's the round out, the starting six for your Falcons. Here we are, Penguins 2-0 in the tournament, looking for their third straight home victory. And they will be starting with serve. It's going to be Paulson. Swanee, you ready for another good one?
I'm ready to see another W. Build on the win streak.
Yeah, you've already got up to two. Might as well get to three. Here it is, Paulson with the serve. Gets it over, but out. Service error to start off the game, not the way they wanted to start.
They only had two in the three sets last game. And so you start out with an early error, not what you want if you're Coach Stammer.
Seattle Pacific up 1-0, rocking the white jerseys. Dominican also doing the white, but they have the yellow trim. Back to serve for the Falcons is Kendall Carver. She bounces three times, the lefty throws it up in the air. Set by the Penguins. Attack on the left side for Steinwan. Hit hard. Knocked really far back. They couldn't chase it down. Point to the Penguins.
Already setting up Steinwan on the opposite hitter side. And anytime you get her up in the air, especially when she can get high, she hit it down hard.
Filling in for Lee is the new libero, the freshman Shannon Riggio-Curley. She's had the nice dig there to set up the set from Smith and finish from Steinwan. Score knotted up 1-1 in the first set of action here. Riggio-Curley with the serve, taken by the Falcons. Falcons hit it over on two hits. Paulson checks it down. And then they just hit it over by Pilkerton. Falcons have it. Set up, left wing, missed time, and a point to the Penguins. That's an attack error on the Falcons.
Well, it looked like Biondi was trying to set up Cavell on the outside and just couldn't handle it.
2-1, Penguins with the first lead of the game. Back to serve again is Riggio-Curley. Rocking the black libero jersey. Her serve, another good one, tough dig. They have to chase it down, just knock it over on the third hit. Dug out by Riggio-Curley, but out of bounds. Noah could track it down. Score knotted up at two.
And you're already starting to see the presence felt of Nolee. Usually that's her ball. She's in position to return that and keep possession for the Penguins.
Sarah Biondi back to serve, the senior from Sacramento. Another lefty. She hits it. Dug out by Riggio-Curley. Pilkerton keeps it alive. Riggio-Curley just dumps it across. Falcons have it set up perfectly. Right wing attack from Miller. Dug out by the Penguins. Samantha Raines now with an attack. Dug out by the Falcons. Falcons get it across. Easily, Penguins handle it. Smith set up, back set to Pilkerton. Pilkerton drops it in softly. 3-2.
And that's the advantage of having a left-handed outside hitter, able to just poke it with a nice tip over the net. Beautiful placement.
The double block came over, but Pilkerton realized and adjusted well. Got it right on the sideline for a point. Pilkerton, nice serve. Dug out by the Falcons. Set up to the right wing. Attack. Very good. Knocked down. Penguins couldn't stop it. Point to the Falcons. Tied at three.
And Leenders loves to go to Cavell. We'll see that a lot tonight. Leading the team in kills. She can strike it.
Yeah, 89 kills coming into this one. We saw why exactly right there. From the right wing, a deadly hit. Riggio-Curley couldn't do anything with it. Now going for the serve. Throws it way up in the air, almost hits the roof. Riggio-Curley handles it, set by Smith to Steinwan. Does it fall in? Yes, it does.
Down the line, able to beat the libero Leenders, and Steinwan off to a hot start.
Yeah, Steinwan's had a great tournament, only a freshman. We see the kind of potential she has as an opposite hitter. She knocks it down 4-3. Steinwan with a nice serve, nice topspin dug out by the Falcons. Set up perfectly, hit out of bounds. Yes, hit out of bounds. A little too strong there by the Falcons. Point to the Penguins.
Oh, and that was right there from McGinnis. She punished it, but just wide.
Steinwan back to serve. A lot of topspin on his serve. Let's see what she gets here. To the back row, dug out. Set from the Falcons to the left wing. Ellie Britt blocked. Penguins got the ball. Set by Smith. Over to Paulson, knocked over, back with the Penguins. Smith back set to Raines, stopped by the Falcons. Now they're in control. Right wing, kill attempt, no good. Dug out by the freshman. Over to Paulson. Paulson's cross-court kill, no good. Seattle Pacific just dumps it over. Keep it, nice dig by the Penguins. Still alive, Raines dumps it back over. Falcons with the set, right wing, into the net. They don't get it, Penguins score, huge rally.
Wow, back and forth, and it finally came to Jessica Miller. Down on the right side, and she just got a little bit of her palm, tried to get it over the net, and short-armed it.
Miller, a very capable outside hitter, but couldn't get it done there as she tried to make an adjustment. Nice serve from Steinwan, handled by the Falcons. Back row attack, in on the back line. Great hit from Maddie Cavell.
She's got so much sting behind her swing. All just a little back set, and Cavell absolutely put a bullet down the line.
The 6-foot senior from Oregon knocks it down, giving the Falcons their fourth point of the game. 6-4 here in set one. Penguins up by two. Serve from the libero of the Falcons, dug out by Paulson. Set from Smith, back row attack. Steinwan knocks it down, couldn't handle it, too hot.
Exact same play. They set up Cavell previously for the Falcons, and then a beautiful set for Steinwan as she was able to run into it.
What a huge get by Coach Gail Stammer, the freshman playing extremely well early on. Samantha Raines with the serve. Dug out by the Falcons, set perfectly right to the middle. Awkward touch, Penguins play it well. Paulson knocks it back over on her attack attempt. Falcons have it. Left wing attack by Ellie Britt. Blocked, kept alive. Smith with a nice cross court set to Paulson. Paulson right in the face of a Falcon. Ball ricochets up. Falcons couldn't do anything with it. Point to the Penguins.
Oh my goodness. Paulson rearing back in a huge ricochet that the Falcons couldn't handle.
Didn't know whether to play the hands up or didn't know whether to put her hands down. Couldn't get it. Off the chest, bounced awkwardly, and the Penguins get the point. Back to serve, Samantha Raines. 8-4 in set number one here. Penguins lead, set up perfectly for Ellie Britt, and off Samantha Raines' shoulder, point to the Falcons.
That was well done by Britt. Eight up Raines as that ball came flying in right underneath her neck.
The 6-foot outside hitter from Orange, California. The nice hit from the left alley, giving the point to the Falcons. 8-5 here, Penguins up three early on, looking for their third straight home victory. Serve from the Falcons, handled by Reggio Curley. Smith just knocks it over. Falcons now rushing to get it back over. A back row attack, awkwardly hit, dug out by the Penguin freshman. Paulson hits it hard off the libero. We got a call here, and they're going to give the point to the Penguins. Did you see what happened, what the call was there?
I did not catch that.
Either
I apologize,
way, either way, it's a point for the Penguins, 9-5. And Pilkerton checking in for Alexa Logadai. She played extremely well in the points that she got. And another service error for the Penguins. They only had two last game, like you talked about, already two here in the first set.
And you just give a point right back. And now we're getting clarification. That was Cavell coming over that 10-foot center line that drew the penalty.
9-6, Penguins up three. Huge toss from the Falcons server, and she gives it right back to the Penguins with a service error straight into the net.
That's twice we've seen today, back-to-back service errors. Points canceling out.
Paulson going back for the Penguins. Her serve up in the air, now over to the back row, handled awkwardly. Can they get it over? They just dump it across. Nice dig out by Paulson. Smith with a back set to Pilkerton. Pilkerton, the lefty slam is out of bounds.
Oh, and that was a near beautiful save. Paulson dove for the pancake, and it set up Pilkerton, and she just missed the line.
10-7, Penguins lead by three here in set one. This is the last game of today's action. Penguins will be back tomorrow at 12:30 for their last game of the PacWest GNAC crossover tournament. Another lefty serve here from the Falcons. Paulson gets the play. Over to Pilkerton again. This time hits a Falcon back row player. They get it up, set it up. Left attack from Cavell, no good. Smith with a set trickery, tries to find the back, can't do it, a little too strong, out of bounds.
Had the right idea, tried to find the back left corner. Just a little bit too strong by Smith. She didn't really have either outside hitters to set.
10-8, Penguins now up two. Falcons sending back Kendall Carver for the serve. She dribbles it five times up in the air, hit over. Reggio Curley handles it, set to Smith. Smith, quick set to Cavell. Cavell couldn't knock it down. Falcons get it, their back row attack, dug out by Paulson. Over to Steinwan. Steinwan, nice hit, but a beautiful dig from the Falcons. A little bit of running miscommunication. Ball hangs up in the air and knocks it down as the Penguins get the point. Megan Callen there being huge body as the middle blocker.
Callen getting up, and she's got a good couple inches on Louisa McGinnis, able to send it right back.
Reggio Curley back to serve. 11-8, Penguins up in set number one. She throws it up to the back row. Falcons dig it. Set up perfectly for Maddie Cavell, the leading team killer. She too far. Penguins get the point.
And she points to Biondi right away and says, "That's my bad. That was a quality set, just overhit a little bit."
And a timeout called by Coach Chris Johnson. We'll be back here for a message after a song at radio.dominican.edu. We are back at radio.dominican.edu. Score right now 12-8, Dominican up on the Seattle Pacific University Falcons here in set number one. Nice service ace from Reggio Curley as the back row couldn't handle the hot serve. Point to the Penguins.
Wow, that ate up Wiekamp. Just a bullet towards the back. Might have gone out, but Wiekamp had no choice but to try to bump that and keep it in play.
13-8, Penguins up in set number one, looking for their third straight victory. Another nice serve from Reggio Curley, awkward handle. Falcons get it from a back row attack. Reggio Curley dug it out. Smith the set to Steinwan, nice hit, blocked, ricocheted. Falcons can't chase it down, point to the Penguins.
Five kills now for Steinwan, and anytime she's loading up, those swings are so powerful. It's tough for the Falcons to handle.
Yeah, exactly. 14-8, Penguins up in set number one. Reggio Curley back for her third straight serve to the back row once again. Another awkward dig out, but they do get it. Left side attack from Cavell, not her best. Smith sets. Penguins couldn't really communicate, but a nice hit anyway. No, it's going to go out of bounds.
That was nearly a nice hit. Steinwan had to come all the way over from her back left position and get a hand on it because the Penguins were scrambling and she almost put it in play.
14-9, Penguins with the lead. Falcons now serving. It is going to be the lefty, Sarah Biondi. Her serve to the back row, Paulson with the dig. Smith over to Steinwan. Steinwan knocks it into the double block. Point to the Penguins.
The Falcons have no answer right now for the freshman Steinwan.
15-9, Pilkerton back to serve. We saw a vital asset she could be from the serving line last game. This time the lefty knocks it in. Good dig out by the Falcons, set up perfectly for the left side attack, and Jessica Miller knocks it down.
That was well placed. Miller, the tallest Falcon at 6'3". She's a senior, and she had a beautiful downward spike.
15-10, Falcons need to make a run now as they know the set is coming close to an end. Going back to serve is Maddie Cavell, the team leader in kills. She throws it high in the air, nice spin. Hits the net in another service error for the Falcons.
That's her second service error. And you're right, she throws it so high up in the air, like Steinwan, who's back to serve. It's tough to get that timing, but you do get the most velocity out of that.
Steinwan back to serve, her throw equally as high. Dug out from the back row, set up for a right side attack from Miller. Miller knocks it down again, her second kill in a row.
And Miller's just working the back line. Reggio Curley's having to go from end line to end line, and Miller's finding the gaps.
The Falcons faked the back set, but went straight to Miller on the right side, and she knocked it down. 16-11, Dominican up in set one by five. The serve from the libero, Falcons libero, dug out by the Penguins. Reggio Curley gets it to a back row attacking Paulson. Dug out Falcons. They went for a trick shot there. Couldn't get it over. The dink, not good. Dug out by Logadice. Now Paulson fists it over. Falcons try to settle it. They do. Back row attack. Dropped in smoothly. Nice dig out by Steinwan. Now to Paulson. Paulson just gets it over. Falcons set up for another attack. It's Miller on the right side. Nice block. Steinwan gets it. Smith, nice set. Missed time jump. Rain still has it. Smith with the set. Paulson gets blocked and point to the Falcons.
Wow, and that was Hummus, the middle blocker, getting that point.
That one went back and forth. Players running all over the court, and we saw there on the block, no one was there to get the rejection because everyone was on the left side of the court. Point to the Falcons. Serve dug out by Paulson. Awkward set, no good. Miller knocks it down.
That's too easy. Anything around the net for Miller, she's not got to get off the floor very high. And she's hitting balls just straight down inside that 10-foot center line.
She's 3-for-3 on her last three kill attempts. Miller making her presence felt. 16-13, Penguins up by three. Back row attack, Steinwan dug out this time. Reigns gets it knocked down, and she gets the point for the Penguins.
Oh, beautiful play by Reigns. She just had a nice tap down, didn't touch the net. Excellent done.
17-13, Reigns, who just scored the point, now going back to serve. She bounces it hard into the ground three times, spin up in the air, hits it back. Back row has it. Falcons, which way they're going to go? They avoid Miller and go to Britt. Britt's shot blocked, set by Smith. Over to Paulson, her shot blocked, and the diving Penguins couldn't stop it. Point to the Falcons.
Miller in there again with Hummus setting up the middle blocking duo. And now the Falcons have a little momentum.
17-14 in set one. Penguins up by three. Again, looking for their third straight victory here in this tournament. In front of the home crowd, back to serve, Brianne Wiekamp. Nice serve, dug out by Steinwan. Smith with the back set to Callen, and Callen gets blocked. but it goes out of bounds, so point to the Penguins.
And Britt was all over that block, but Callen able to have a hard enough swing for it to ricochet out of bounds.
And we've talked about it on air this whole tournament. The senior has been an underrated player for the Penguins. Megan Callen doing a great job as the middle blocker, both on the attacks like that and blocks with Samantha Raines.
She's just done everything right. Great awareness.
Going back to serve for the Penguins, who are up by 4, 18-14, is Hannah Smith. Nice serve, awkward setup. Megan Callen tries to get the block, can't do it. Now goes for the attack, dug out by the Falcons, set up. Left wing, Ellie Britt, block, nice dig out by Reggio Curley. Over to Paulson, Paulson's attack dug out. Set, over to Britt again. Britt gets blocked, but the Falcons keep it up. Set, Britt one more time, third time's a charm, no. Penguins dig it out, Reggio Curley. Pilkerton gets it over. Set, Falcons from the back row. Awkwardly hit, dug out. Smith with a nice set to Paulson. Paulson off the net, diving Falcons. They keep it alive. Back row attack for them, into the net, point to the Penguins.
What a rally, and Cavell tried to punish it, and it just backfired.
19-14, Penguins 6 points away from taking set number one. Smith will come back to serve. The setter who leads the team in assists has played a huge role in this tournament. Her serve short as she makes a service error herself. Both teams at two service errors apiece. 19-15, going back to serve for the 5-1 Seattle Pacific Falcons is Ellie Britt. We usually see her on the left side attacking, but this time serving. Paulson, awkward dig out, sets it perfectly up for the Falcons. They can't do anything with it. Now Paulson tries to attack, gets blocked and denied. Point to the Falcons.
And the Falcons had three ladies up at the net ready for that block. Good strategy.
First time this whole tournament we've seen a triple block attempt, and it worked there as they did get the block for the point. Now going to serve again is Ellie Britt. Her serve in on the back line, huge point. 19-17, Falcons cutting into the gap.
Picture perfect service ace right on the end line. Nothing you could do about that.
And Stammer feeling the momentum switch a little bit, calls a timeout of her own, which this last two games we've seen, when Stammer calls a timeout, it seems like the Penguins are the team who comes out with fire out of them.
Those timeouts have been critically placed. And once they come out of those timeouts, I feel you're right. They do. Composure gets calmed down. They stop the bleeding. And it's either these timeouts are always placed when the game has been within a couple points. And I feel Stammer does well to stop the bleeding if she feels like it's getting away.
This game right now in its first set, 19-17. Penguins up 2, but the Falcons have reeled off 3 consecutive points. Coming out of the timeout for Coach Stammer will be Callen, Pilkerton, Paulson, Reggio Curley, and Steinwand. Smith as well. I was missing a player, and she just came on trying to get some water. Serve from Ellie Britt. Nicely hit the net, but dug out by Paulson. Back set to Paulson. Paulson with a kill, but dug out perfectly from the Falcons. Middle row attack, hit right into the net, and finds a hole. Thomas with the kill.
Very fortunate, as once that ball hit the net, it just died, and Reggio Curley couldn't get to it.
19-18, Penguins only up 1 now. Back to serve once again is Ellie Britt. Her serve nicely played by Powell. Over to Pilkerton. Pilkerton blocked and the score knotted up at 19.
And now Holmes is really starting to impose her will as that middle blocker sends it back against Pilkerton's swing.
Britt back for her 6th straight serve. The lefty proven to be a difficult play here. She hits it, dug out by Reggio Curley, but set up perfectly for the Falcons. The attack finds the sideline, point to the Falcons, 20-19.
Holmes again, it came back perfectly from the return, and she punched it down. But Britt right now is delivering outstanding serves.
The 6-foot junior back to serve again. Reggio Curley digs it out perfectly. Back set, no, she goes forward to Paulson. Paulson with a killer attack, dug out from the Falcons. Back row attack is Ellie Britt. Another bad set by the Penguins gives them a chance, but they get it back. Pilkerton with a nice lefty kill cross court to knot things up at 20.
Oh, Pilkerton, clever. Everyone thought she was going down the line in a beautiful angle shot as it caught everybody off guard. Holmes couldn't get to it.
Huge point for the Penguins to knot it back up. 5 points left till we get to the deciding mark, 20-20. Powell with a nice serve, dug out by the Falcons, and a killer attack there on the second hit for the Falcons was Sarah Biondi. Nice kill from the girl who got a triple-double in the first game of the tournament.
And Biondi, using some craft of her own, faked the dump, then went with the power kill shot. faked everybody out on the Penguin defense.
Falcons now suddenly with the lead, 21-20. This game's gone back and forth the whole first set here. Who could take advantage? Powell with an awkward dig out. They're going to call an infraction for a double hit. 22-20 Falcons.
And you just brought up how the Penguins usually respond coming out of a timeout. Well, this time is the very first time we've seen them struggle. 3-0 run for the Falcons.
Still time here to close the gap. Only 22-20 in the first set. The lefty with the serve. Pallison with the dig out. Pilkerton sets it up for an awkward hit from Stein, where she just dumps it across. Falcons now set up. Louisa McKinnon's with the kill, 23-20.
And the beautiful set from Biondi right to McGinnis. And the momentum right now is shifted towards the Falcons. This is a big possession here if the Penguins can get a point.
Penguins had a 5-point lead, but now trail by three here at the end of set one. Pallison with an awkward dig out, sends it back over to the Falcons. Falcons with a kill attempt. Reggio Curley's there. Set from Smith. Pilkerton hit long, can't find the back, 24-20 Falcons.
That was a tough set for Pilkerton to handle. She tried to find the back line and overshot it. But now Penguins, they've won both games in their first two sets. And so now it comes down to, can they rebound? Try to find a way to stay in this set.
24-20 as Stammer calls yet another timeout. Noticing that her team is not responding to what she said in the first one. This is her fifth season, and like we said last year, they had a very successful season. This year, trying to build off that with the good youth they brought in Steinwand, in Logadice, in Reggio Curley. A lot of young players coming in here for Coach Stammer that seem to show some promise in the first two games.
And Reggio Curley getting a lot of experience now at the libero. We don't know how long Lee will be out, but we can see her presence felt when she's not in the ball game. She is everywhere, and we've only called Reggio Curley's name a couple times.
Yeah, it is tough losing your libero for a game, but Reggio Curley doing a decent job filling in. It's a tough shoes to fill there with Lee. 24-20 set point here for the Falcons. Going back to serve is Kendall Carver, the 5'9" senior from Irvine, California, as the Falcons start a slow clap here. Soft serve, dug out, set up for Callen, her attack in. Didn't know if it hit the back line, but it did. Huge point, 21-24.
Callen again, didn't try to overpower it. Placed it well, right in the back. Point for the Penguins, and they're still alive.
They need another one here to keep the set going. Back to serve is the freshman, Reggio Curley. Her serve, short, dug out awkwardly. Falcons keep it alive for an attack on the left side. Reggio digs it out, set from the Penguins. Pilkerton, nice hit, but blocked by the Falcons. Now set up again on the left side is Cavell. Cavell knocks it down as the Falcons take set one, 21-25.
And you could see the set coming on that left wing to Cavell. That's who they wanted to finish the ball game, and she punched it straight down towards the back.
The team leader in kills ends it there at set one. We'll see how Dominican bounces back after we come back from a couple of songs here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you to those who still pray for him.
And the uninformed can be easily led astray, and those that cannot connect the dots, hey, look the other way. People believe what they want to believe when it makes no sense at all. So be careful of those killing Jesus' name. You don't believe in killing at all. Walk tall.
out in the distance is the death of you and me. Even though we don't think of it much, it's still out there for us to see. If you treat your life like a ballroom fight, you die staying in a gym. No drunkards allowed in heaven, no sinners will get in. Walk tall.
Back here inside the Conlon Center for set two between Seattle Pacific and Dominican. The Falcons took set one 25-21. Penguins are trying to rebound. That's the first set they've dropped today.
Yeah. They won 3-1 in yesterday's game, but their game earlier today, they took 3-0 in straight sets. So we'll see how they adjust here going down 1-0.
So they had won 5 consecutive sets. They drop it to the Falcons. Ellie Britt is back to serve for Seattle Pacific. We're underway. Pallison, dig, gets the set back, and it's rejected. Point to the Penguins, though, as it went out of bounds. Pallison with a wicked kill attempt.
Yeah, she decided to go into the double block, hit it nice and hard to where the ball rejected out of bounds. Point for the Penguins.
Pallison serving, handled by the libero leaners. Biondi cross court, blocked by the Penguins. Biondi has it again, setting it up for Cavell, blocked again, and this time point to the Penguins, one apiece.
She tried once, got blocked, tried again, got same result. Block from Pilkerton and Callen set up a huge second point.
Pardon me, 2-0 Penguins. Pallison, her serve handled. Biondi, back set. Oh, Hummus with a nice kill. It beat Pallison in the back, 2-1.
Yeah, just 5-9, but you can see how high that Hummus jumps right there. Timed it perfectly and was up in the air a long time, able for a nice kill.
And we saw her with 2 blocks in the first game. She can get up. Kendall Carver will serve for the Falcons. It's a laser and it ate up Riggio Curley in the back. It was slicing towards the out of bounds line. Riggio Curley tried to play it, but ricocheted off her hands and out of bounds.
They answer the 2 early points from the Panthers with 2 of their own.
Carver serving 2-2. It's short. Pallison dives, tries to keep it alive, but can't. And the service ace for Carver, 3-2 Falcons.
Yeah, Carver's the one when the Falcons went on the run last set. She was the one serving, now doing it once again with a 3rd straight serve.
Carver, her serve, right at Pallison. Tipped up, serve, and it was set by Smith, but a double touch. 4 consecutive points for the Falcons.
Yeah, that first hit for the Penguins is just not where they need it to be to set up a nice set. Right now they're struggling in the back row handling these serves.
And Alexa Logadice is coming in for Pallison. And now the captain becomes Hannah Smith for the Penguins as Pallison had that duty. Carver serving again. It's a laser. Riggio Curley handles it. Smith cross court set to Steinwand, and it hit the top of the net and came right back. And 6 consecutive points now for the Falcons. They lead it 6-2.
Yeah, the Falcons ended set one with a little run. Now starting off set number 2 with their own run of themselves here again. See if the Penguins can stop it and really put their foot in the ground and make a run of their own.
Carver will do it again. Side out. Into the net, service error. Penguins are on the board, 5-3 now.
Yeah, that's a play that could really change the momentum. You have all the momentum with the Falcons, and the serve goes straight into the net. Easy point for the Penguins to take, and they'll take it with the way this game's going.
Riggio Curley will set for Dominican. He serves. Cavell bumps it. Comes back to Cavell, blocked by the Penguins. And they get the point. As it was a block by Raines.
Good job by Pilkerton and Raines. There are two tall trees there setting up for the block, and it went right into Raines' hands. She knocked it back in the face of the Falcons.
5-4 Penguins. Here's Gio Curley. Good serve. Bumped up to McGinnis. Controlled by the Penguins. Steinwand coming across, and her swat goes into the net again. 6-4.
Steinwand's last two kills, she's tried to hit that right sideline, just not finding it with the last two, but she had a great first set. We'll see how she adjusts now. Maybe try to go to the opposite side.
Pilkerton in now. Serve. Steinwand controls. Back set to Pilkerton. Blocked by Cavell and McGinnis. Straight down. Point to the Falcons. 7-4.
The Falcons had 14 blocks as a team in their game against Chaminade earlier today. You can see why they have very tall players blocking for them. It showed out right there as Pilkerton couldn't get it over him.
Biondi serves. Reggio Curley. Bumps it up, right to Steinwand. It's hard swing, handled in the back line. Comes to Miller, it's blocked. Penguins try to control it, but they can't on the lift. It's 8-4.
And the Falcons are doing everything they want to do right now as a game plan. Stammer noticed that and takes a timeout for herself.
So Stammer has been the coach to spend the first timeout of both sets. It's 8-4 Falcons. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. Back here on radio.dominican.edu, the Penguins break the huddle with Pilkerton, Smith, Reggio Curley, Raines, Steinwand, and Logadice. Biondi will serve for the Falcons. 8-4 Seattle Pacific leads. Reggio Curley bumps it up off the serve. A set over to Raines and a nice tip. And she able to get the point for the Penguins, 8-5.
That was a nice pass from Reggio Curley there to set it up perfectly for Smith and the kill from Raines. Nice all-around team effort there.
Pilkerton serves for Dominican. Back set for Cavell, and she's able to get the kill, 10-5.
The attack and the hitters for the Falcons is deadly. When they get Cavell going with McGinnis and Lautenbach, all those together create a deadly trio for the Falcons.
Cavell now will serve. Hard service, eats up Steinwand, keeps it alive. Logadice has to just bump it across. Over to Leanders, cross court set. Britt off of Reggio Curley's hands and out of bounds. 10-5.
Yeah, Penguins need to stop the run here as the Falcons, once they get service, are really controlling the tempo and controlling the game.
Cavell will serve again. That's a powerful serve. Wow. Reggio Curley handles it. Smith back set for Steinwand. Well done by Leanders to keep it alive. It goes back over to the Penguins. Steinwand tries it again, and this time she won't be denied. Her kill attempt counts. It's 10-6.
That's the Steinwand we're used to seeing here. She tried the first two attacks of this set to go the opposite side. This time she went straight power and went for the middle of the court on both of those attacks and looked extremely potent.
Pallison back in for Logadice and the captain. Raines trying to spike it straight down. McGinnis did well to keep it alive for the Falcons. Now it's back over to Dominican. Pallison, her kill attempt, kept alive by Leanders. Back set, Miller blocked by Raines. Into the Falcons territory. Miller again over the net to Reggio Curley. Keeping it alive, Penguins with the tip. It was Raines and they get the point.
Yeah, that's a huge point to win a rally like that for the Penguins. Now only down three. Can they take advantage?
And Steinwand will serve. Penguins down three, 10-7. Good serve handled by Britt. Now, a set that was too short for McGinnis. It came right up toward her grill. She tried to get a swing but couldn't find it. It's 10-8.
Yeah, miscommunication from the Falcons there. Wanted to set a little bit deeper, but they couldn't get it there, so it fell short and no one was able to touch it.
Steinwan, and that was a poor serve right into the net. We're used to seeing her throwing it up really high and getting a powerful serve. That time she stood still and it came up way short.
Yeah, interesting to see her change her serve when it's been working all set.
11-8. Leanders, the libero, serves for the Falcons. Smith sets back for Pallison. Her tip handled by the Falcons. Now it's pushed over. Dominican will set it up. Back set for Reigns. It's blocked right back at her. Point to the Falcons, 12-8.
Yeah, nice dig out by Pallison to start the attack, but the Falcons adjusted smoothly and were able to regain possession and stop the attack from Samantha Reigns on the right side.
Leanders runs up quickly with a nice serve. Reggio Curley handles it. A dump attempt from Smith was good, but Falcons were able to keep it alive. Hard swing by Britt, handled by Reggio Curley. Now to Pallison. Her swing goes deep. Falcons able to keep possession. Bumped over. Reggio Curley to Smith. Set for Pallison. And the kill. 12-9.
Pallison went into the trees there once again. Knocked it off the hands and the ball ricocheted out of bounds for a huge point for the Penguins to stop that run.
Reigns will serve. It's a good one right to Leanders, the libero. Cross court to Britt. Her swing was hard. Diving was Larson to keep it alive. Now Callen just has to bump it over in an emergency attempt. Dumped by Biondi, it looked like, and it was smart because it fell right into the campfire. Point for the Falcons, 13-9.
Yeah, no one there for the Penguins. Just a smart, cerebral play from Sarah Biondi there.
Wiekamp now to serve. Falcons up four. Her serve is a low line drive right to Steinwan. Smith back to Steinwan. Her swing is deep. Wiekamp has it. Hummus tries to poke it towards the side where there no one was, but it was out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 10-13.
Yeah, everything was there for the Falcons except for the execution. No one there covering that side of the court for the Penguins. Just the ball sailed a little too far out of bounds.
Smith serves for DU, right to Wiekamp. Back set to Hummus, straight down. What a kill that was. Point to the Falcons.
Maddie Hummus knocked it straight down. There's nothing you could do if you're the back row player like Steinwan there or the libero Reggio Curley. That's just a nice kill attack from Hummus.
14-10, Britt will serve. Downward bite, Reggio Curley's all over it. Nice bump, back set to Pallison, and it went too far over the net. Double touch, 15-10, Falcons lead.
It's gonna be interesting to see the young Penguin team right here react to falling down one set and now falling down in the second set by 5 points.
Britt, her second serve right to Reggio Curley. Another nice bump right to Callen, whose swing was a little bit long, 17-10.
Nice set from Smith there to get Callen active right in the middle of the court. Just couldn't finish it as it went a little too long.
So the Falcons have opened up a 6-point lead. Britt will serve. Pallison digs. Set back to Pallison. Nice dink over the top into the campfire again, right into the heart. 16-11.
Yeah, we've seen her going straight to the blockers the last two attacks. This time she dumps it right over their head as the ball ricocheted off the fingers of the Falcon blockers and fell straight to the ground.
Pallison now back to serve. Nice laser. Biondi serves. Cavell, her kill is ricocheted out of bounds. Point to the Falcons. And it just seems like any time Cavell is getting ready to swing, she's finding areas to score.
Yeah, it sounds a little different off her hand too as well. Cavell, team leader in kills. Sounds like she's hitting the ball with extreme force.
17-11, Falcons lead. Kendall Carver checks in, she'll serve. Pallison with the dig. Cross court set to Steinwand, it's blocked and that ricochets out of bounds. So the Penguins get the point right back with Steinwand, 17-12.
Yeah, nice answer from Steinwand on the left wing there. Hung up in the air and was able to time it perfectly, bounce it off the Falcon blockers and get a point.
Reggio Curley serving for Dominican. It's deep, handled by Wiekamp. over into the corner. It's Cavell, and again, she has another kill. She is working that left side outside hitter spot, and it's working well.
Yeah, they're going to go to Cavell nearly on every play, as we can see here, and we know why, because she's such a lethal attacksman.
18-12, Falcons up by six. Biondi will serve. And a downward laser diving is Riggio Curley as she tried to save it. Service ace for the Falcons, 19-12.
And that's Biondi this time as the server. We talked about in the pregame what she could do as a setter, but this time as a server, gets the ace.
Penguins down seven, trying to work the way back. And it was a deep serve. Paulson and Riggio Curley had miscommunication. Neither could come up with it. Another service ace for Biondi, and it's 20-12.
Yeah, the Penguins just seem without Lee. They can't handle the serves right now that are coming off the Falcons' hands.
Falcons now into the red zone. Penguins down eight. Here's the serve. Riggio Curley handles it. Set for Steinwand. Oh, and a beautiful kill. 20-13.
You saw it started with a nice pass from Riggio Curley and a beautiful set from Smith, and Steinwand was able to finish it off from the left side. That's the play that the Penguins need to keep going to. Get that pass, that first pass right, and everything will fall in place.
Pilkerton serve. Cross court set to Miller. It was really high, and she barely got it over the net. Now Smith bumps it up in the air for Paulson. Her swing was hard, but handled. Miller right away. Didn't waste any time for a set. She just had a hard swing. It found an area. Point for the Falcons, 21-13.
We've been talking so much about Cavell here in the second set that we forgot to mention what a great game Jessica Miller's having here early on, the 6-3 outside hitter from Washington, playing her part early on.
Larson comes in, as well as the 6-4 freshman Madison Marshall. Her first appearance in this ballgame. Hard serve from Cavell, handled by Riggio Curley. Steinwand goes for the kill. It's blocked. Oh, mishandled by the Falcons. They got one chance to get it over, and McGinnis does. Larson sets it up. Reigns. Tipped. Over to Biondi. She tries to set it deep into the corner, and it's out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 21-14.
Yeah, must-win point there for the Penguins, and they got the ball just a sail out of bounds to put them at 14 points here in the second set.
Steinwand will serve. Nice and easy, gets it over. Biondi sets all the way over into the corner. That was Britt with the swing, handled by the Penguins. Steinwand comes from the back. Her swing was long. Falcons have possession. Back row, hard hit from Cavell. She's capable of it, but it went right into the net, 21-15.
Penguins got to make the run here with Steinwand serving. There's a lethal serve. Can it pay off to get a little run going?
Steinwand not throwing that ball up in the air, just a nice and easy serve handled by Britt. Her spike was batted right back at her into Penguin territory. Dumped attempt from Paulson is no good. Falcons batting it back and forth. They have the possession. Britt off the set, blocked by the Penguins, and they get the point, 21-16.
And a good job by Madison Marshall, the 6'4 freshman, getting her first action of the tournament. She came up with two big blocks there, and that one resulting in a point.
She's at 6'4 and Reigns at 6 feet. That's a huge wall to try to get it over. Steinwand or serve. Tipped up by Britt. Back set for Miller. Riggio Curley in beautiful position. She has it. Now the set for Paulson. Going deep, just out of bounds. And the run stops, 22-16. Falcons ahead.
Yeah, even though they lost the point there, I think the Penguins are starting to put together a little bit more momentum, a little bit more of what we're expecting to see out of them. They're getting better first passes, and their sets are being extremely set up well for the attacksman.
And this unit is gelling well for Stammer. Service by Leenders. Paulson handles. Beautiful set. Nice punch by Reigns as she hit it straight down. Point to the Penguins, 22-17.
Yeah, even if they fall short in the second set, you've got to like what you've seen out of here. Coming down by eight, now cutting the gap only to five. Penguins making a run here towards the end.
Caitlin Van Ryn, the freshman from Knights Ferry, California, and the defensive specialist is in to serve for Reigns. Miller handles the serve. It's set up for Cavell, and she absolutely killed it towards the back. Nothing Van Ryn could do as it ricocheted off her hands, 23-17.
Yeah, the only way to stop a Cavell attack is hope that the block gets there in time, because she's got a lethal right arm, goes straight into the ground. That's impossible to stop out.
Wiekamp will serve. Penguins down by six, 23-17. Serve is deep, eats up Powelson, and it looked like that serve might have gone out of bounds. Powelson tried to play it. It's a service ace, 24-17, and set point.
Yeah, she was in the awkward point to where she had to decide whether it's going to go out or let it fall. She decided to play it. Didn't work out for her as the Falcons got the point.
Falcons trying to go up 2-0. Powelson on the serve, bumps it wide. Service ace for Wecamp. That is the set. Seattle Pacific and now commanding control up 2-0. They win it 25-17. We'll see if the Penguins can get something going and stay alive in the third set. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn with you, Alex Swan alongside. Mike Temple's going to take a quick rest, and he'll be back in set four because those of us on Media Row have been discussing things in between sets and feel confident the Penguins will be victorious in this set number three, and there will be a fourth set, and that's when Mike Temple will resume. For now, the Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center, while the CPAC Falcons are off to our right in the northern end. And that makes sense. On the floor for Gail Stammer.
And she's made a switch. Riggio Curley, no longer the libero. It's the junior, Sari Kwan.
All right, Sari Kwan out of Honolulu. The veteran, the junior Kwan at 5'2", is in for the first time this tournament, I do believe, Swanee. Also
that
on the
correct
floor is Hannah Smith. She's out there with Sam Raines and Maddie Powelson. Megan Callen, the new sensation Amy Steinwand, and who am I missing? Shannon Riggio Curley is out there.
We'll see how this adjustment works for Coach Stammer. We just talked about it off air, how good her adjustments have been this tournament.
So it's two sets love in favor of the CPAC Falcons under head coach Chris Johnson. And we are ready for set number three. Back at the end line is Hannah Smith, the 5'6" sophomore out of Reno. She to the back row, bumped up beautifully by Leanders. And the Penguins throw up a wall, but the kill by Maddie Cavell is good as it comes off of the right arm of Hannah Smith. 1-0 CPAC.
Cavell just keeps it coming. She gets stronger and stronger as the match goes along, and the Penguins have got to find an answer for her.
End line Carver, the 5'9" senior out of Irvine. Irvine, of course, UC Irvine, home of the Anteaters. She goes to the back left corner. It's taken by Powelson. And the cross court by Steinwan is just wide. She goes from the front left corner to the back right corner, but just a little bit wide. Now it's 2-0. The Penguins trail. Carver again. She's about 5 feet right of the center line. The lefty runner. And she gets off a good one again. They're really targeting Powelson now. Steinwan with the killer. And somehow CPAC keeps it alive. Diving forward is Kwan. And after a pinball like ricochet around the horn from the back row all the way up to the front and just off balance all the way around, somehow Seattle Pacific with the winner, 3-0.
Are you kidding me? I thought Seattle Pacific had no chance of returning that. Unbelievable.
It looked like they lost the point twice. Powelson again with the bump. Now the set. Left side. Steinwan with a winner. No, it's wide. Again, she goes up from the front left corner. The outside hitter goes wide right again. Two of the last 3 points, exactly that same play. And she's got a wide open shot. She's just a little wide off the side of her hand. Here's the next serve by Carver to Powelson. Bumped up, left side now. They switch it up to Reggio Curley. The Penguins now on defense, diving forward to Sari Kwan to her right. She cannot get it. 5-0, the 5-0 run for the Falcons here in set number three.
And they're feeding Cavell over and over again, and why not if you can't stop her, keep going to her.
I suspect you're talking about Powelson?
Cavell.
Carver with the serve to Powelson, now to the back row. A poor leave right at the net, and it hits Reggio Curley in the face. It came off of the shoulder of the Penguins' Megan Callen and bumped up to Reggio Curley, caught her right in the chin. And it's hard to play the bank shot when it hits somebody in the face. You can play it off the upper arms, but it's tough to get the angle off the chin. 6-0 now, Penguins trail. Carver to Powelson. Bumped up by Smith. And finally, as Maddie Powelson breaks in from the back row, she's able to get a killer 6-1 to break the run by CPAC, Alex.
And Powelson is so killer coming from behind on that back set. Well-designed play for the Penguins, and they're on the board.
Reggio Curley now off the top of the tape. It's fielded cleanly by Brianna Wiekamp. And into the net, the Penguins with another one, 6-2. Side out, Reggio Curley will take it. The 5'9 freshman out of Albany, out of the East Bay. She's about 7 feet left of the center line. Throws it up with the right hand and delivers a bullet to the back row. Bumped up and set at Reggio Curley as she broke in from the back line. And the Falcons with the point, 7-2.
That middle block row up in the net for Seattle Pacific is really starting to dominate. McGinnis with the kill there.
Biondi now beyond the end line. And she goes to Sari Kwan, the veteran. And they bring it up to the freshman Steinwan with a masterful blow, but it's blocked perfectly. And they send it up for the killer by Cavell. 8-2, Penguins trail here in set three. It'll be Biondi again, the 5'10 senior out of Sacto. Went to Christian Brothers. To the right of the end line to Sari Kwan. Now the bump Smith. They set it up to Powelson off the top of the tape. And she caught a piece of it. Actually, she came under the net, 9-2. And the Penguins have no answer here in set three as Gail Stammer takes a timeout, and I think it's a good time to do it. We'll be back right here on Penguin Radio Worldwide, radio.dominican.edu.
Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Well, it's 9-2, and the Penguins are being absolutely taken to task here in set number three. The Falcons just too tough. The Penguins must win this set if they want to stay alive. Undefeated so far in the tournament, but they are on the precipice of their first defeat. And we're ready. Here's Biondi. The lefty, Tasari Kwan, set up by Smith. Oh, and a terrible leave over the top of Callen, but short of Powelson. The set from Smith, and she's been pretty good from the center line, and it was just a poor leave. So now it's 10-2, and here's Biondi again. And finally, Biondi with a serve that's deep, and the Penguins will take it 10-3.
And that's absolutely right. They'll take anything they can get. There's the gift. Biondi's serve going wide.
The Penguins are absolutely scrambling right now. Down 7, and it's starting to get late. Kwan with the runner, and she goes to the back row. The Penguins on defense, and the kill attempt goes off by Jessica Miller, and Miller, the 6'3" senior, unleashes the fury with a killer 11-3.
And it's been Miller, Cavell, they're just picking on the Penguins' back line.
Speaking of Cavell, here she is, the 6-footer. The senior throws it way up, and she goes to Reggio Curley. They set it up to the Penguins' Steinwan, and the pancake save. Seattle Pacific with a bump and into the net by Cavell, who broke in from the back line. 11-4, and up on her feet is Gail Stammer. It looks like the Penguins are going to sub out Hannah Smith back to the bench with Steinwand, and they brought back in Pilkerton and Sam Raines. Valerie Larson to serve it up for the DUs. 11-4, fans. Larson with the flat-footed top spinner. And from the front row, just a very soft killer by Louisa McGinnis is good, and she comes out. That will put Brianna Leanders, the 5'7 senior out of Portland, beyond the end line. It's 12-4 here in set three. Leanders with the runner. They go to Powelson. Now bumped up, and Pilkerton had a good move on it, but in fact it was very good as the CPACs couldn't handle it. The Penguins with the point, 12-5, and Powelson with the serve.
Miller tried her best to get over, but a nice swing from Pilkerton to go cross court.
Maddie, now the veteran, runs up, and great topspin, really bit well, and a poor bump by CPAC sets it up perfectly for the Penguins, and now they've... Oh, somehow Sam Raines gets one off, and it falls on the CPAC side of the net. Diving for it was Maddie Holmes. She couldn't do anything with it. And the Penguins with the gift point, 12-6, eking back, holding on for dear life. And the Penguins are called now for four touches, and they're going to have to take the point off the board. And Maddie Powelson now wants to go talk to the number one referee up on the ladder. And I think that's right, because I thought there were four.
And I believe
you're
right.
She's going to review this. So it was after the point. It was not a block that wouldn't count. And the point does go to CPAC. So they take one off and put one back up. And now Gail Stammer confers with Powelson for the ruling and does not argue, because I'm sure the coaches are the ones that see it before anybody. 13-5 after the, well, it really wasn't a controversy at all. Here's Wykamp with the service for CPAC. A poor leave into the net. It hits the antenna as Powelson brought it off the shoe tops. And now it's 14-5.
And what we've seen that's really separated the Falcons from the Penguins is the service aces for the Falcons. They have a lot of women that can serve very well.
And they continue to go to Maddie Powelson. Left side now, as Reggio Curley with a nice set. Sam Raines now just has to dump it across. Now they set it up to Ellie Britt, but the block by Pilkerton is back in her face.
That's been the best block for Pilkerton tonight. Sends it right back, getting up high.
14-6, and it'll be Penguins with the side out. Caitlin Van Ryan will come in for the DUs. A 5'8 freshman out of Knights Ferry, California. Went to Oakdale High School. and into the back row. They send it up to Wykamp. The bump, now the set, and nothing on it as the Penguins now set it up to Megan Callen into the net. Dugout, somehow it's still alive as Pilkerton sends a bullet across. Now the Penguins are on offense. Running for it, here's Reggio Curley. She goes to the back row. It's bumped up again by Wykamp. Now over to Holmes with the back set, into the net, dug out somehow. Penguin point.
Way to battle if you're the Penguins. They had that point won multiple times. Seattle Pacific staying alive, especially when they were scrambling around. Penguins facing adversity and getting a crucial point, and they gotta go. They gotta make the comeback right now.
14-7, and you're right, as Chris Johnson came up, you're right, Alex, they won the point three times. And they finally were awarded the actual point as the killer goes off by Ellie Britt, but is a little bit long, Penguin point. No, it hit the back line, 15-7.
Oh, nothing's from here, that looked long.
Nothing's going the DU's way. For the Penguins, Sam Raines has come out. And I didn't see who came in her place. It looks like Valerie Larson's re-entered the game. And serving is Colleen Hannigan for the C-Packs. And they zero in on Powelson, who can't handle the serve again. Powelson's having trouble tonight. And the C-Packs are really aiming at her with every service point, point after point. Now she's come out. So Alexa Giaducci is coming in, and it's 16-7. And the first service attempt from Hannigan is deep. And the Penguins take it. They let it go 16-8. And back in for the DUs is Hannah Smith, the setter. She'll serve it up. In place of Larson, back is Steinwand. Pilkerton has come out in place of Smith. With the runner, it's 16-8. They fire it over to Leanders. And the Penguins with the block. And it falls out of bounds off the wrist of Callen. And two more C-Packs will come in, Carver and McGinnis. 17-8, fans in set three in a must win for the DUs. Carver, the 5'9 senior out of Irvine, the lefty, and the runner, and a perfecto. And they zero in on Giaducci. And now it's bumped across. The Penguins with a good lead by Kwan. Callen with the dink. Across, picked up by Biondi into the back row. Sorry, Kwan with a bump. Now the set. And the kill by Steinwand is the winner. No!
Yeah, you got it.
All right, well, the number two referee indicated that it was CPAC. At least that's what I thought, but apparently my original call holds. 17-9, fans. Reggio Curley with a serve. And the service ace as it came off of Brianna Leander. She couldn't handle it. 17-10. The Penguins creeping back. Although it's getting very late. Set three, must win. Reggio Curley, the 5'9 freshman, with the runner from the corner. High in the arms of Cavell. And the wall thrown up by Steinwand, and a winner. Steinwand got up very high alongside Megan Callen, the 6'1 senior, and you can't get a ball through that wall.
And Steinwand at only 5'8. Wow, she skied for that block.
17-11, DU's trail. Reggio Curley again. Now the bump, now the set, and they pound it across to Maddie Cavell, and the point is CPAC. As it came off of the wall, but out of bounds. 18-11, Penguins trail. And here's Biondi. And Biondi's been so tough tonight, the 5'10 senior out of Sacto. All the way back to Sari Kwan, and the killer delivered by Steinwand. A perfect bump set, and let Steinwand do her thing. 18-12, the Penguins down by six as Callen comes out. Kwan will serve it up. Sam Raines has re-entered. Kwan to the back row. Now the set. And the bump by Reggio Curley is a beauty. Powelson just helps it across, flat-footed. They go right side to Miller. Now Miller backs up after the Penguins with a nice block. The dink save. The Penguins
into the net after Sam Raines softed one back with two hands, diving for it. Colleen Hannigan can't do anything with it. And for the first time in quite a while, the Penguins are within 5, 18-13. Side out, Kwan. The 5'2 junior, the veteran Kwan, delivers a bullet to the back row. Kwan all the way back to the bench. Sam Raines helps it across with a tremendous save by Kwan. Right side in the kill attempt by Miller. The DUs are on it. Set up now by Steinwan into the back row. And the winner by Sam Raines.
Oh, man. And that was all credited to Kwan. Runs all the way over into the DU bench to save it. Keeps it alive. And the Penguins take the point and momentum.
Two massive hustle moves by Kwan. The veteran, the 5'2 junior, saved that point twice and allowed the front row to get the killer. Timeout, CPAC 18-14. We're back in 30 seconds on Penguin Radio.
Oh boy. Penguins are coming right back, Alex. They're down by 4.
Showing great fight, though.
Kwan is back. If she can keep it going, Kwan gets on a roll.
Oh, and she delivers onto the back line! The CPACs broke away! And that was overruled by the number one judge. The back line judge declared that it was in, but the number one ref up on the ladder says no, which I can't believe. It was 3 feet away from the back line judge.
That's a tough call.
That is tough. 19-14. It was going to be perfect. Regardless, the Penguins are now on defense as Cavell serves up a beauty to Kwan. Now Reggio Curley diving for it. Powelson with a tremendous save. Raines knocks it back over. Helped across by Biondi, and the killer is delivered by Colleen Hannigan with the winner, 2014 Red Zone CPAC.
The Penguins kept it alive again. Reggio Curley almost going into the stands and found Raines to get it over, but Penguins couldn't rally that time.
Oh, that overturned ruling was just a backbreaker. And now a big service error by Maddie Cavell. She came with the runner and knocked it 90 feet long, maybe more. That was almost in the parking lot. She hit it so early.
Sailed that thing really far.
Larson with the serve for the DUs, who trail by 5 here in set 3. The attempted kill by Hannigan, who's been so tough here in set 3. Now a back set and the smash to Reggio Curley. She can't handle it. 21-15.
Reggio Curley was in perfect position, but when Miller is coming hard with that powerful of a swing, you just can't do anything.
No, it's coming at her so fast, right at her chin. Brianna Leanders now with a service to Maddie. Bumped up to Larson. Back to Powelson with the soft dink. The pancake save, diving is Lenders, and into the net, and the Penguins with a point.
That's the second time we've seen a beautiful save with the pancake by Leanders. That time Miller couldn't get it over the net.
Powelson now with a chance to keep the DUs alive, 21-16. The Penguins are starting to run out of time. Now a poor leave from the back row after a perfect serve by Cavell. Finds the net. Penguins with the point. They're down by 4, 21-17. Penguins need to show their mettle right now. Powelson now, 8 feet right of the center line. Another poor leave. And the Penguins with the point after number 15 is Jessica Miller, reached way over, 21-18, after the poor lead from the back row. Penguins trail by only 3. Powelson again, the veteran. Takes a moment to gather her thoughts and delivers a bullet, and it finds the back line! And this time it will not be overruled!
And the libero Leanders had an option to leave it or try to bump it, and she left it, and it hit the back line. Beautiful service ace by Powelson, and this is the close closest the Penguins have been.
21-19. CPAC with a timeout. Penguin Radio Worldwide. We're back in 30. Radio.dominican.edu.
I see myself with a rosy man of garden. And I'm talking to myself. I say much with a beat.
That was the quickest 30 seconds in history. We're down by two, and it's very late, but we have the veteran, Powelson, beyond the end line with the ball in hand. Penguins with the service advantage. She goes again to the back row. It's bumped up by Cavell, and they set it up in a flat foot on the front line by Miller, and she finds the net. 21-20, the DUs are raging back, and Powelson again with a chance to tie it up. Powelson with a deep breath and the exhale, and out of the back row. Carver can't handle it, and the killer is delivered by Hannigan. That's 22-20.
That looks like the second time Hannigan has gone with the hard angle shot, and she's come up with 2 points.
Brianna Weikamp, the 5'4" junior out of Laguna Niguel, will serve it for CPAC. 22-20, fans. The Penguins must win this set. To Powelson. And somehow, Sari Kwan with another tremendous save. And they set it to the near side. Hannigan with a soft dink into the middle row. Larson dives, can't do anything with it. 23-20. And the Penguin fans are starting to get nervous. Certainly the Penguin broadcasters are nervous. 23-20 as the towels are out on the floor after all the Penguins hit the floor. It's pretty hot in here. And the Penguins are sweating it up good. I can see everybody here on Meteor Row is kind of warm too.
Oh yeah, we're breaking a sweat.
Not just here on Penguin Radio. 23-20. Actually, it's pretty comfortable. Weikamp again. CPAC just 2 points away. Weikamp into the net.
That was huge.
23-20. And there's a gift for the DUs. Coming out is Kwan. Coming out is Sam Raines. Coming in to serve is Caitlin Van Ryn. And Reggio Curley's back in there with Pilkerton, with Callen, with Larson, and Giudice. Low Giudice. Oh, brother, and Van Ryn into the net.
You can't have that. Crucial time for the Penguins to try to get a big point in a rally, and Van Ryn finds the middle of the net, sets up match point.
Here it is, folks. Hannigan into the net, and the Penguins are still alive. Three service aces consecutively, two by the CPACs, one by the DUs, here as late as it can be. 24-22. All the pressure is on Hannah Smith. Smith, the 5'6" sophomore. Match point number two. CPAC fans are up. Here it is. Into the back row, a perfecto. Bumped, set. It just rested on the top of the net. Megan Callen with a finger on it. It falls on CPAC's side. They set it up to Cavell. Into the back row. It's bumped up by Lo Giudice. Helped across. Dews are on defense. And the winner, no! It's still alive. The Dews are alive! And it falls! Stein won with a winner! 24-23! Match point number three!
Oh, and Biondi tried to go with the quick killer, and what a bump by Locatucci to keep it alive, and then Steinwan finishes it off. Unbelievable rally.
Here's Smith again. Another perfect serve. Into the back row, this could do it. Cavell to Sari Kwan, and the winner, the match is over.
And you knew Cavell was going to be the lady to try to finish things off for the CPAC, and they fed her twice down the stretch, and this time she found the line. Kwan couldn't get over.
Kwan, I will say, Kwan really made a great effort here in set number three coming in, and boy, she had a couple of plays tonight, two in 1 point, in fact, earlier in this set that were just absolutely astounding, where she had to run all the way over into the Penguin bench just to save it the first time. And here they go to Kwan at the end, and she tried her very best. I will say, Kwan, I think I'm going to give Kwan my player of the game, even though the Penguins didn't win, and usually we reserve player of the game for a Penguin win. But she showed such great effort. Now, that's not to say the rest of the Penguins didn't play well. They played beautifully. In fact, I'm very happy with the Penguin play tonight. CPAC just a little tiny bit tougher. But to tell you the truth, Alex, this match was pretty good. These two teams matched up well.
And it was their toughest test. And Coach Stammer might have just found her new libero temporary replacement for Lee, because Lee is everywhere. And Kwan looked just like Lee out there, scrambling, keeping possession alive for the Penguins. And they fought hard in that third set. And I was thinking, if they took that, momentum would have completely shifted to their side. And who knows what would have happened if it was on to a set four.
25-23 in set number three. And the Seattle Pacific Falcons get by the Penguins in three sets. Well, tomorrow is the final day. And Alex, tomorrow's Penguin match is at 12:30, if I'm not mistaken. And the Penguins will be playing against Western Oregon at that time. And we'll be on the air with about 5 or 8 minutes before the side out with our pregame. Of course, Mike Temple will be back with us tomorrow for that one and the conclusion of this tournament. For Alex Swan and Mike Temple, for our AD, Brandon Leinbach, Stuart Horn signing off from the Conlin Center, saying thank you very much for spending your evening with us right here on Penguin Radio. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.